Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded on this 30th day of November 2008 in hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll talk about real issues, things that actually affect all of us as free human beings here on this blue marble spinning through the deep, dark vastness of the cosmos in the Milky Way. By the way, I'm going to go back to your calls right now and talk about FEMA with Zsa Zsa from New York. But last week, The head of immigration in England, high-level position, was arrested for releasing documents about how the government secretly was legalizing basically all the illegal aliens and putting a bunch of them in high-level government security jobs. And they arrested him under terrorism charges, under these new powers where they don't need any evidence. Another story here from the Washington Post, up on Drudge Report right now. Police treatment of journalists prompts outcry in France. Mainline journalists criticizing the government. The new police wearing armbands came and arrested him, manhandled him, beat him in front of his children, and did sexual things to him. I can't read out of the Washington Post. It's too graphic. In front of his children, just like they do on 24. They teach it. Torturing people in front of their kids gets answers. Torturing children in front of their parents gets answers. See, training you to accept evil. Twisting your soul so you'll go along with being oppressed. That's why the Romans had the gladiatorial events, to see citizens being killed and murdered, to make it a spectacle, to make it acceptable. This is mind control, folks. Same thing here. And then the public turns into basically savages, and they stampede people at Walmart. They fight over goods. They don't care about their neighbors. And the public, there's not even outcry over, oh, AP reports 90% of the formula has melamine, deadly poison in it. The FDA comes out and says, well, yeah, it kills people in other countries, but not here. We're saying it's not bad for you. That's right. You heard me right. It's been a big news item. I'm sure you've already heard about it separate from the show, but I want you to check that for yourselves. That's hard to believe. It's true, though. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Zsa Zsa in New York. She was talking to a friend who's an engineer with FEMA, talked about how compartmentalized it is, how secretive it is. But mainstream news reports they built FEMA camps, continuity of government. They've secretly hired 26,000 preachers on government payroll to teach their flocks to turn in their guns, submit to government. We're being set up as the chumps, so when the public finds out that tens of trillions have been stolen, it's $7.8 trillion right now, but it will be tens of trillions, by foreign banks in control of our government, there'll be nothing we can do because a police state will be in place, and it'll be okay because it'll be Barack Obama carrying it out. Not that wicked George Bush who helped set it all up because they're on the same team. Zsa Zsa, go ahead and tell me what your friend at FEMA was telling you was going on.
So what I think, Alex, is that all the trillions are going right to FEMA because what he said to me was that they have boundless amounts of money. They give them cash, dinners, hotels, apartments, extra money. If something for $1,000, they're trying to give you $10,000. Everybody's hush-hush up about everything. He was nervous. You know, he thought, not nervous, suspicious. He said something else is going on.
Well, that's why FEMA locked down, wouldn't let the National Guard, wouldn't let Walmart, speaking of the devil, wouldn't allow the Coast Guard to bring food in. They wanted it to fall apart, and this has come out, so they could demand more power and more money. But go ahead.
Yeah, because what their whole concept is the more facilities they create is because the more they're expecting pandemonium and when all hell breaks loose, that's what the train.
But let's be clear, this has all been engineered, just like the IMF and World Bank have done this in Iceland and Argentina and countless other countries. They're setting that up here. You understand? They've engineered the collapse. Then they will pose as the saviors, and things will get so bad the middle class will beg for tyranny.
I explained this to him today. His mind was totally blown away. And I said to him, because I was talking about the disasters, and he said to me, yeah, they always said that 2008 had the most amount of natural disasters ever, ever on Earth, on this planet. And, you know, 1,400 tornadoes and with 1,500 fires and all these crazy.
And a lot of that is the declassified weather weapons programs.
Well, of course. And I said to him about HAARP, and I explained.
By the way, the Secretary of Defense admits it. Going back to Cohen, you just haven't read the Army Times. They admit they have weather weapons, and they've had them.
And he. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said that he overheard HAARP a few times from the higher-ups, and he didn't quite figure it out. And when I explained it to him, he said, well, now I'm really going to keep my ears open. And
but what else did he say? They have shut down shopping malls, shut down facilities everywhere?
Yes, everywhere, in more places than you could imagine. He's on the plane all the time. He's actually trying to help people assess things and give people money for all the damage that they've created by HAARP. You know, and actually, he said that there's something going on. They've already planned. They said that there's something going to be happening in the Dakotas. There's an earthquake warning. And this is very serious because they're all talking about it. And then he also said that he is personally they're building a lot of facilities now in Idaho. But, you know, he's helping people over in Baton Rouge and over in Ike. But
yeah, they're helping them by confiscating their guns like they did.
Well, yeah, totally. Yeah, right. Not this guy, but
no, I understand. Anyway, it's all compartmentalized, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But he didn't even know. He was like, what? And then he was told once that he has a government phone and it's monitored by Mount Weather. And if you do anything wrong, he said, the higher up said, you're out. And he
gives
me a look. I said, well, was he joking? He says, no. He says, what kind of wrong look?
That's why ABC News a month ago announced, yes, we listen to the government. People have phone sex. We listen to the public have phone sex. They said that specifically to humiliate the public and to throw it in our face that we're all being watched. Again.
Well, I had spoken to a Time Warner guy in my neighborhood, and I said, so what's with the new digital boxes? I said, do they have cameras in them or what? He said, actually, they do, but they're only being used in certain they all have the facilities and the features to do it, but only in certain areas.
Look, 15 years ago, the Scientific Atlantic cable box had a microphone in it. Nobody was even told about it. And remember TiVo?
Yeah, of course.
They admit that they track everything you watch and what you do, and it's used for marketing. Good to hear from you. I'm going to jam one more in here. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air, Mike.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, my wife and her daughter, they went to Walmart, and it was like, you know, like Black Friday and stuff like that, and they had three incidents that were over there where they're stealing the pocketbooks off the women and stuff like that, and she only recurs only like three, but there could have been more over there.
Yeah, the whole society's unraveling. The government's corrupt. The people are corrupt, and then the good people have been trained to accept it and be passive.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And one other question before I go, and on Obama, do you think that it's possible, if things don't work out, that they may also assassinate him to create another, you know, incident in the United States?
Anybody that doesn't follow New World Order crime syndicate orders is killed in their system. That's
absolutely
why they killed Kennedy. But Obama, look at who he's appointed. A bunch of the very bankers. Robert Rubin's people, Summers, all of them, the very people that changed the Glass-Steagall Act to allow the banks to leverage, to allow them to sell these AAA-rated junk securities, the very people that caused this are the ones now coming into power. And he's saying he's going to warmonger, he's going to keep spying on us without warrants, he's going to have domestic spy forces. I mean,
he'll go against his own people.
They control both parties.
I hear you. Listen, I won't take any more of your time. It was very nice talking to you.
Hey, great hearing from you, sir. I really appreciate your call. All right, I'm going to talk to David, Ralph, Paul, Ian, and many others when we get back. The number to join us is 877-590-5525. And, you know, I get in here on this short show on Sunday, and I really – it's even a little bit more fired up than my weekday show. On the weekday show, I'm really able to – from 11 to 3 p.m. every day to really go over everything in more detail. I mean, there's so much news I've got here. I would love to talk for just 2 hours today about the fact that the Associated Press is reporting 90% of the baby formula consumed in the United States has melamine in it. Melamine, poison. It is deadly poison. And nothing's being done about it. Nothing's stopping. I mean, they overnight could change the procedures and not have this happen, but they just don't care. Not to mention the plastics that we drink out of have the estrogen-mimicking hormones, and that's what's giving women the breast cancer. That's what's making men feminine and not masculine. We'll break it all down when we get back. and your phone calls right here on the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I could go over thousands of different ways social engineers setting up the world government for at least 100 years have been controlling Europe and the United States and using our energy, our wealth, our money, our ingenuity to dominate the planet for them. Now they're done with us and they're imploding our economy to bring in a police state and total control and even more hardcore social engineering along the lines of hyper eugenics. Here's a quick example. Not only, according to the Associated Press and other groups that have had major firms tested, like Abbott Laboratories, conducting its own in-house test that detected levels of melamine in formula products. Together, the infant formula manufacturers make about 90% of the infant formula sold in the United States. That's Associated Press. Not only that issue, or the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, coming out and saying, well, since it's in all these foods and things, we're just going to say it's not bad for you. That's not even the biggest issue. This is Edward Bernays, hired by the Pentagon, hired by the Department of Commerce when it was set up. This is all declassified. They said, we want to break down the family. This is back in the 40s. How do we destroy the American family? Because we want people dependent on government. We want people dumbed down. Families, people are owe allegiance to their families. Families foster strong, intelligent, informed, dynamic people that will stand up for liberty. How do we militarily, this is all done cold-bloodedly, dumb them down? And they said, you break up their families. You pay money to the women not to have the men in the houses. They first targeted the black community. They went from 90-plus percent legitimacy, 90-plus percent of the children being born to blacks, were, you know, two-parent home, to now over 90% illegitimacy today. But they've done that to all communities. They said, condition them in the media. Tell women they're enslaved. Tell women they're beaten down. Tell women they're being oppressed by men if they breastfeed. That way we get them into the workforce. That way we get to tax the man and the woman, and then they're too exhausted when they get home to educate their own children. Then we'll expand the hours of class. We'll encourage them with after school to keep their children in the facilities. Then in the schools, we can dumb the curriculum down through compartmentalization. The teachers and administrators will never know. And look what they've done, from the smartest in the world, the highest test scores, to, 34th in the world now. Not just behind all the first world nations, but a bunch of third world nations. And also, Google these studies. There's been hundreds done. Smaller brain size in babies that are not breastfed. Yeah, we're human beings, females of Homo sapiens sapien, our species. Homo sapiens sapien have mammary glands to produce milk, human milk. I know this is radical. Human milk that babies drink. It's designed for them. And the brain is developing the most it will ever develop per capita. It only grows for the first 5 years, and your brain's done growing. In the first 12 months. And so the baby doesn't get, because the woman's trendy and she's cool and she's going to be in the workforce. Okay, well then don't have babies, lady. Or wait till your child's a year old and then put them in daycare. Don't just stick them in a crib to sit there and basically shrivel up and never mentally develop. That's another reason our public is so dumbed down. Not just the sodium fluoride in the water, which the government put in there to brain damage just by design. I have the government documents on that. Cover it in Endgame and other films. But think about the diabolical nature. For 50-plus years in this country, the majority of women don't give their babies milk. And there's other studies that women that don't breastfeed while they have children increase in breast cancer, because the women are meant hormonally to be producing that milk. The more a woman breastfeeds, the more children she has, the less rate she has in that. Same thing with abortion. Google that. All the government studies, they admit it. They just don't publicize it. You have abortions, it massively increases your chances of cervical cancer, of uterine, of ovarian cancer, of fallopian cancer, of vaginal cancer. They know this stuff hurts you. But again, this is how they did it. How did Edward Bernays in the 20s get women to start smoking cigarettes when less than 1% of women smoke cigarettes was seen as unladylike? How did they do it? This is all declassified. It's taught in advertising. I took advertising 101. I only took 2 years of media, 2 years of advertising, and they taught this the first month in the class. Edward Bernays, he's the reason you eat bacon with eggs. They advertise you got to have bacon with eggs. Some things are innocuous. What's wrong with that? The point is, now you feel like you got to have it. They said, put women out front at these suffrage marches, smoking cigarettes. Give them free cigarettes. Pay the leaders to smoke cigarettes. Say it's radical and cool for women to smoke cigarettes. Boom. Total conversion, women smoking. See, via a fake counterculture telling you it's radical. There's thousands of these examples I can give you. And they told the women in the 40s, hey, your men have been gone. You've been in the factories. Stay in the factories. Don't let your men suppress you, and don't breastfeed those babies. We have scientific formula. It's good for them, just like they had ads telling you cigarettes were good for your lungs. Total lies. They knew it was a lie. And then you have a nation of people, the vast majority of them, over 60%, that were given formula, not breast milk, and their brains, on average, there's different studies, are 15% smaller. The brain didn't get the proper fats and amino acids it needed to grow, that key organ in that baby. It gets worse. The UN ships in the formula to Africa. Google formula kills thousands in Africa. Just kills them because they won't even put the fat in those. Here they just put melamine in it, and then it's also in plastic bottles that leach. There were hundreds of different types of plastic. Only one type leached. And I have the government documents from the 30s where they said, when you do adopt this, this will decrease sperm counts. This will cause women to have all sorts of reproductive problems. And that's now why we have an 80-plus percent reduction in the sperm count in the United States, in Europe, in England, in every nation that has adopted this. Japan figured it out a decade ago and banned the stuff, heavily restricted it, but not here. It comes out, this is in almost all the plastic products and linings and cans and the stuff on the tops of plates. You put it in the microwave, it leaches out. You wonder why you're so unhealthy, why you have all these hormonal problems, all these adrenal problems. You wonder why you have all of these problems with your thyroid, all not linked, conclusively proven from the leaching of that plastic that releases an estrogen-mimicking hormone to make men more feminine and women hyper-feminine. That's why you got 3- and 4-year-old girls going into puberty now. And when they go to the doctor, does the doctor say, hey, don't eat out of this plastic, don't heat up plastic, don't use these types of plastic? No, he says, I'll give you hormones to mask those that totally screw the girls up. And not because the doctor's bad. He's compartmentalized. The American Medical Association tells him in his yearly or every 2-year retraining that this is what you do when this happens. He goes and opens up a big book or pulls up a computer website that tells him what to do. We're going to go to break and come back in a few minutes and go to David, Ralph, Peter, Stephen, Ian, and others. So everybody stay with us. But listen to me. There's thousands of these things. I'm only telling you about one thing. Mothers, if you're going to have children, at least don't give them baby formula. Goat's milk is dynamite. It is the next closest thing to human milk next to Jackass, donkey milk. Donkey milk is the very best, and it's just shown in German studies and other studies, Swiss studies, pull them up, to be almost as good as human milk. Some studies show better. Go find Jackass milk. Make a market for it. They've got goat's milk in all these stores in every major city. Give your babies Jackass milk. Give your babies milk from another mammal, not out of a factory. Why do I have to explain this? That's why you can't understand me, because you didn't get milk from your mama. We'll be right back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot of you out there are experts on the BCS and which football team should get the number one ranking. I'm not an expert on that. I'm an expert on how the world really works. And see, I'm going to go to your calls in 1 minute, but the point is, every issue I bring up, like how they got women into the workforce, forced them into it. Now they tax us so heavily, the economy's set up where you have to work. Women have figured out it was a scam. Too late now. We've been deindustrialized. We've been set up by the social engineers. But, you know, I say go out and get donkey milk, go out and get goat's milk. You can get goat's milk most places, only some rural areas, and in the really bigger cities that have places that specialize in that have the jackass milk, the donkey milk. It's the very best. The problem is, though, the regulators force them to then pasteurize the goat's milk, pasteurize the donkey milk, and so then babies, it's been boiled, it's been cooked. It's had all the live enzymes killed, and so then most babies can't hold that down, just like they can't hold down cow's milk. Did you know cows don't even release the same type of milk they released 100 years ago from breeding? There was a few percentage points of cows that had a different type of milk, a thinner milk, and they it's like blood types. You can go pull it all up, all the specifics. It's similar to that, to where this other type of milk, cow milk used to be a lot better for you than it is now. And I've seen all the major studies on this, pull them up. By the 50s, they made all the major dairies pasteurized. Now, what did that do? Before, you had to make sure the milk was clean. You ever milk cows? I have. You go in there, and if the cow, you're putting the nozzles on there, the cow kicks something over, or cow manure gets into the feed, you got to dump all that milk out. You got to keep all that stuff clean. But with pasteurization, they can just pump the blood, the filth, that's what there's blood and pus, because they overmilk these cows, into there. Then they just boil it all and cook it all down, the manure and everything, in there. Like they give you rotten beef now. Their answer is radiate it. They give you rotten lunch meat, starts killing a bunch of people 5-6 years ago. They say, we'll just spray bacteria-eating viruses. Oh, don't believe me? Google that. Viruses sprayed on meat. Print that for me, Hooge. This computer in here isn't printing for some reason. I want to read that on there before I leave. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that, see, they won't even let you have that. They won't even let you. But, see, there's one milk supply they can't stop, and that's you, the mother. though they try to have these lactation classes and threaten the mothers when the nurse comes in when the baby's born, maybe you should put them on formula. You don't know what you're doing, not telling you the baby's weak, and always, you know, sometimes it takes 2 days to nurse, but they're designed to do that. It's a purification process. A lot of studies show they shouldn't even be, other than some colostrum, right when they're first born, be eating for a couple days. They're supposed to lose weight. Sometimes 10% of their body weight, they tell you that's abnormal. In some areas of the country, more than half the children are being born by cesarean. See, they're institutionalizing everything where you can't have a baby normally. You can't give them your own milk. It's all social engineering and control. Oh, you just found it instantly. FDA okays bacteria-eating viruses to treat meat. MSNBC, Associated Press, preparation targets microbes that kill hundreds of people a year. Well, they don't, and this came out in 2006. It's now sprayed on most meats. And they don't tell you is that it's thousands of times higher than the regular amount of these bacteria, of these viruses that normally do kill bacteria. They say it's natural. They don't tell you they breed these in giant vaccine tanks with other viruses and bacteria and have been linked to a bunch of deaths. Ah, there it is for you. Everything I say is documented. I remember that article from 2.5 years ago. I have a near photographic memory. All right, let's go ahead and talk to David in Washington. David, thanks for holding here on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex Jones. Great show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hey, I did drink my mom's milk. And
pretty soon they'll say that means you're with Al-Qaeda.
But I did have bacon and eggs, though. It's not too long ago. And
my point is everything we do, the way we speak, everything we believe we are, was implanted into us by the marketers.
Yeah, for sure.
Which are the psych warfare experts. Go ahead.
I'm the first to admit, you know, I've been pretty dumbed down, but about a year ago.
Television does that. There are hundreds of studies that watching more than 4 hours of TV above the age of 60 massively increases, fivefold in one study, sevenfold in another study I saw, Alzheimer's, because your brain mass starts dying at age 30. You start losing about 40,000 brain cells a day. Some studies say 35,000, some say 50,000. But you start losing tens of thousands of brain cells a day, but you have new neural pathways being constantly formed by doing new activities, researching music. But when you just watch and spectate watching television, it causes long-term brain damage. Check it out for yourself. I'm sorry. Stop. Let's do it again. Google television watching contributes to Alzheimer's. Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I believe. I turned off my TV.
Whereas your mind could be burning with energy and knowledge. Instead, you just watch PCS. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I watch a little C-SPAN. But I am turning 30 next year. But I am. I've been dumbed down. And I've been awakened ever since my stroke that I had a year ago. And I've tuned in to you and listened to Ron Paul. And
MSG causes strokes. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what it was, really. I don't have too much stress. But anyway, I was calling this to actually have you break down the New World Order, but you've been doing that. And so I don't want to, you know, have you... I guess I want you to do that even more, to break it down even more. But I just kind of a question... wondering when you think an actual revolt will take place.
I meant to get into that today, but it's very subtle. I'm going to cover it tomorrow.
Okay.
The psychological warfare experts have been training us not to have outrage with more and more crazy announcements like mercury's good for you on the news and poison toys from China is good. That's a quote, CNBC. So what if the government's killing children? The head of the CPS in Oklahoma said that the other day. I played it on the show. So what if we're doing, you know, so what if 1.5 million Iraqis are dead in the last 5.5 years? So what if melamine is in 90% of the milk and killing people? So what? See, they're just trying, so what? They're just conditioning people to accept anything right now.
Yeah, totally. Hey, just like the gospel, I mean, the breakdown of the New World Order, you just can't hear it enough, man. I love it every time you break it down just for the newest.
Look, it's international private, I appreciate your call, it's international private corporations combining their forces to destroy nations, bankrupt countries so they can consolidate power. Okay, I mean, that's what the New World Order is. Let's go ahead and talk to Ralph in Florida. You're on the air, Ralph.
Yes, hello, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello, Jones. You hear me?
Over. Yes.
Yes. Okay. First of all, I would like to thank you for your show. You don't have to worry about being dumbed down because you're quite intelligent. I also like to say that, you know, your staff, God bless you and your staff for the show that you bring to the nation. You basically carry this nation, you know, on your back, and very few people in the world, you know, in the United States, basically understand that. But all in all, right, this stuff you're talking about, Ben Gurion back in the early 50s talked about how he wanted to get India and Pakistan to engage each other because it was a threat.
Yeah, that's been official Israeli policy since Ben Gurion, and that's actually in the news today, is to get India and Pakistan to fight each other. And Israel has been caught funding militant groups to kill Hindus to start that. I don't know if Israel's involved in this one. It looks more like ISI through CIA.
Yeah, and one thing is, can you imagine, I mean, I'm sure you can, but very few people can't, you know, India and Pakistan engaging each other, two nuclear states, two nuclear powers, the gorge, the blood, the suffering that would actually be, you know, imparted.
Well,
by
sir, did you hear me?
I mean,
did you hear me a month ago and a week ago say that they're going to stage something between Pakistan and India? I mean, and exactly what I said happened because they think the public's dumb. Obama's people said they were going to go into Pakistan. Well, they've got to have an excuse to do it, and this is all in the beginning.
Well, the thing is that you've been following this organization, this conspiracy. For a long time, so you basically, you don't even have to do a lot of research. You basically do some basic reading, and you know what's the next move.
By the way, speak of the devil, BBC, TV watching makes you obese. He didn't find the one about Alzheimer's, but it says, compare with other sedentary behaviors, sitting on your butt, TV watching is associated with lower resting metabolic rate. So you have a lower metabolic rate watching TV than you do sitting in a chair doing nothing, reading a book. Why? I'll answer that question when we get back. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. All right, we'll talk to Stephen. We'll talk to Peter. We'll talk to Mark. We'll talk to Ian. In fact, Ian, when we get back, stay with me. But I'll tell you why watching TV, this is government study, gives you a lower metabolic rate than sitting still reading a book. Why? The answer when we get back. Stay with us.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trust by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person the Deluxe Kit.
Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
If I had something to spray on my license plate that would block off the camera, you bet you, Bubba, bring it on.
KETV Newswatch 7. It will render a license plate unreadable to the red light cameras.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's PhotoBlocker. This revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the PhotoBlocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, final segment. I'm going to jam in a whole bunch of your phone calls here at the end. We Googled television watching Alzheimer's. 4,700 articles came up. Here's just one of the brain and cognition from a major university. The relationships between television viewing in midlife and the development of Alzheimer's disease in a case-controlled study. And this is, again, a major international study conducted by a whole bunch of universities in coordination. Now, I had to go in there and help them Google that. What they pulled up was something totally separate, but I can speak to that as well. TV watching makes you obese. BBC. Google that. You can go read it right now. Scientists have come up with proof that watching television can be bad for your health. It increases diabetes, obesity, all this. And it says, Dr. Who said he was not surprised that watching television seems to have such a powerful effect. Compared with other sedentary behaviors, like reading a book, TV watching is associated with lower resting metabolic rate. Okay, now, why is that? Well, we have studies on that, and we know exactly why that happens. Because of the wavelength and the flicker rate, on average, it takes about 45 minutes for an adult, even less for a child, to first become hypnotized by television. Once that happens, it takes a matter of seconds. You ever caught yourself hours go by, you're drooling watching TV? It puts you into a lower brain wave, into a sleeping mode. Now, for some reason, video games, long play video game, where you focus, the added concentration brings you into a near-death state of oxygen narcosis. They don't know why, but the brain stops delivering oxygen, and you begin simulated death. Oh, don't believe me? Google it. Don't believe me, Paul? Google it. Hundreds of studies on that. People, that's why they're dying playing video games. And they know all of this because they actually tune the television screens to the most devastating wavelengths. Got a friend high up in the UT psychology department gave me a tour one time. Half of the thing was all about just flicker rates. They got these monkeys with wires in their heads, and they implant them, and they've got flickering screens. The Pentagon's funding it. DARPA, just how to control the monkey. And that testing is for you, how to devastate, how to militarily hard hit you. You're under military attack, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that. This is highly compartmentalized and not even classified. Hey, you can just laugh at me all day if you want. This is how a human's supposed to act. You yell and scream about your football team losing or winning. I yell and scream about discovering this. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Study from 2005, and there are hundreds of them. You can go read them all for yourself right now if you care. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to your calls. Stephen in New York. I'm going to give each of you about a minute because I want to get to everybody. Stephen, go ahead.
I'd like to get your opinion on some info I remembered about Pakistan, the situation there. First, I remember when the Marriott in Islamabad was bombed and Zardawi was giving a speech, and I was like seeing that he was smirking. I didn't even take that into account. And then I read a story some months after that. It was the commander of CENTCOM, Petraeus. He was talking to some ambassadors, an AP story, and they were just grinning like it was nothing.
And well, remember about a month...
About that story about Syria, and they were doing renditions inside with the Syrians. And then there's a story, it was like 2 months ago, about the Syrians. They were having an agreement to do something. I think it was bombings. And then after that, you remember the story, U.S. had tacit deal with the Pakistani government to do the drone airstrikes.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm just thinking, it just seems very strange.
No, no,
like,
that's what the Pakistani
government... At a level, it seems just staged, you know, just like Hitler and World War II and all the other wars.
Yeah, the Pakistani
that,
government is saying that their intelligence agencies are run by the U.S., not our government, people that control us. And that they have staged the attack on India as a pretext for the main government to be overthrown by Pakistani intelligence controlled by the West.
Yes, but it seems like at a level, whatever is going to happen in Pakistan, it seems like both sides are owned by the same team as always. But
absolutely great points. Good to hear from you. Wish we could talk for an hour. Ian in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Thanks. Good.
Hey, yeah, I heard you talking about open carry earlier. I just wanted to call in and talk about that. I actually started the petition here in Texas about a year ago.
Yeah, we need Vermont-style carry, no classes, no nothing. You know, the Second Amendment's in force, crime rates implode, accidents implode. We need citizens carrying firearms now.
Exactly. I mean, we can't let our Second Amendment be ignored. And you know,
yeah, they turn a right into a privilege, and a privilege is something that can be revoked.
Exactly. The state makes us jump through all these loopholes.
A license is an authorization to do something that would be illegal.
Yeah, it's a right, not a you know, permission.
That's right.
Like so, and you know, I've been getting a lot of support with opencarry.org, and we raised, you know, over $10,000, get all these billboards up and everything. And,
hey, you know what, Trey? Let's get this guy on. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your name and number. By the way, before I forget, I want to get Lindsey Williams back on this week. I had a bunch of brainstorming about guests I want on, and then never told you. Oh, here it is. Perspectives. This is your brain on video games. This is out of CNET News. Scientists are adding fresh fuel to the debate over video games and violence. And, yeah, and it goes into the brain going into the oxygen state. Okay. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's get his name and number. I've heard about what you're doing, Ian, so I want to have you on. Peter in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I don't think you realize that Posse Comitatus was violated at the Ronald Reagan Library 2 days before President's Day, 1993, where the Secret Service and MI5 had secured the area, and the Simi Valley Fire Department just rolled up and says, "Well, we have authority. We're gonna roll through and stuff." There was really no need for them to roll through, but.
Well, Posse Comitatus, the 1878 law barring military engaging in law enforcement actions, has been systematically eroded covertly. But now Secretary of Defense Gates has openly announced they're abolishing the National Guard and federalizing it under NORTHCOM. They're going to station regular army for law enforcement activities on the streets of every city in the United States. CBS News, Associated Press last week.
Well, what happened is this fire truck started to roll forward to go through. And with that, MI5 pulled an automatic weapon on the Simi Valley Fire Department. That's a fire.
Well, they use Russians, MI6, and Israelis and French, source Newsweek, to kill the Davidians when they firebombed that place in 1993. So, yes, they foreign troops can come take part in this action, but citizens are slaves. Great point. I'm moving fast to get into everybody here. Mark in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk with you again. The thing I'm interested in hearing about is secrecy in government.
Compartmentalization.
What role do you think, as an ongoing thing, that secrecy should play in government, since it's obviously been so abused by the National Security Act?
And, 1947.
Hello, Alex?
Well, I mean, we've gone way past that now to answer your question. Now they've transferred more than two-thirds of intelligence gathering against the American people to private corporations and mercenary groups that are violating the Fourth Amendment. And so, yes, the national security state operating with total anonymity, unlimited funding, bringing in the drugs, is now just taking the whole country over. Go ahead.
Now, we're all human beings, Alex. We all have our secrets and our private lives, and we want to be able to be private. And, you know, as, you know, these, apparently from what I've been listening on your program and just from my own life experiences as well, people like to get into things like secret societies where they think that they have the code and everything. Do you think that anybody in a secret society should be in government? You know, I just think this is an ongoing thing that would be very interesting to hear about systematically in discussion.
You know, we need to debate that further. I believe in free association, and it's very dangerous. To, you know, the tyranny it would take to stop people being in secret societies and government would be probably greater than the tyranny they're bringing forward. But I am for exposing them, resisting it, and when they engage in corruption or in mafia tactics, that's a secret society, then they should be brought to justice. Excellent question. Again, I just respect all your calls. I'm sorry I'm going so quick, but I want to get to everybody. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, your homeschooling material for me, my wife, and my two daughters, just want to say one thing I have a problem with is the Jim Morrisons and that type of thing on the show throughout the week. I wish we could keep it to Merle Haggard and some other better music besides that point.
Well, we do play some classical music, but Trey's in there with his music playing. I like a lot of that. I like the way it sounds.
It's just the ones that profess to be in the Satan and stuff and like that. And I know you're not part of that, Alex. I love you. Like I'm saying, just anyways, I wish we could get rid of the Jim Morrisons and stuff like that. Anyways, North Carolina's talking about putting toll roads on I-77. Georgia's putting toll roads on I-85.
They're seizing our main infrastructure and bringing in total tyranny. Alex, Mike, and many others, we are out of time. Sorry. Be back next Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. That's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Ah, man, folks, I only covered just the tip of the iceberg, the thin veneer. There's thousands of other points I can make. So many things that are going on I want to warn you about. Understand this. I'm not making any of it up. All I do is research this. All I do when I go to sleep is dream about this stuff. I eat, drink, and sleep it. It's diabolical. We've got to come together. We've got to stop it. I'll see you on the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now get out there and take on the tyranny. Stand up for human liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Ionic